It is Monday, October 21st, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. And even though we have 2 weeks until the presidential election, we are actually already in the election. The election has already started. Millions of Americans have already voted. And we've got some interesting election news for you today. And most of it is exactly what we anticipated. But really, the big story now is Georgia. Georgia is the big story. All eyes are on Georgia. And it could be the case. Georgia now could determine the outcome of this election if the Republicans aren't smart. But the Republican leadership of Georgia, while they were having all these discrepancies with the voting machines, they were actually partying in Austin, Texas. That's right. The Georgia Republican leadership was partying in Austin, Texas this weekend at the UT-Georgia game. So they don't know what's going on during the election happening in Georgia with these problems. They can't be bothered. They're enjoying a college football game. Good for them. But in the states where we expected there to be a big steal, Michigan, Wisconsin, we have news there, as well as some other states, Florida, Pennsylvania, as early voting is underway. So a lot of it is exactly what we anticipated. But it's funny, now that this mail-in ballot early voting thing is so popular, we have results coming in live time. And yet they're still telling us on election night, we won't know. We won't know Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, you know, the big swing states. Nevada, we won't know. You're going to have to wait. But it's funny that they know right now, they're publishing the results right now, that the Democrats are in front. Isn't that something? So they have the mail-in ballot results. They have the early voting results right now, and they're publishing them and promoting them because the Democrats are winning. But, oh, if Trump is winning on election day and election night, all of a sudden you're going to have to wait till tomorrow. See how that works? You're going to need to wait because if Trump is winning, we can't tell you the results. We've got some things we need to do behind the scenes. But if the Democrats are ahead, go ahead and publish the results or that's it. It's over. They win. Amazing how that works. And it's just right in front of your face. So we got all of that going on, as well as some other big election news that we're going to be covering. But, you know, this weekend was such a juxtaposition between the two campaigns. Kamala's campaign is virtually flatlined after that Bret Baier interview. She had a couple rallies, but not making any headway. She did a couple interviews, but nobody noticed. And now these Democrat events that they have on college campuses get trolled and they have to cut their live streams because a bunch of Trump supporters show up and outnumber the Democrats and basically bully them. I mean, basically make fun of them. So they have to cut their live feeds. And then there's Trump doing multiple rallies, multiple events, getting chance at the Pittsburgh Steelers game last night. You had former Pittsburgh Steelers players outside registering people to vote. It was a whole phenomenon. You had hundreds, if not thousands, of Make America Great Again hats in the stands. You had him, of course, working at the McDonald's, which has the Democrats just all twisted and contorted in knots. They couldn't even believe it. And they're coming out saying, oh, it was staged. It was staged, is their response, because they stage everything. Well, yeah, you know, Secret Service obviously needed to do some heavy security, so they can't just have anybody walking in there. But it wasn't staged. He was still there at the drive-thru giving people their food. But yeah, there were obviously security protocols. And then they just say, oh, it's staged. Now, what are the odds Kamala is going to go and do a McDonald's session now? What are the odds Kamala wants to do a little McDonald's video shoot?
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Election with the mail-in ballots and the early voting, and we already have results coming in from the mail-in ballots and the early voting. We also already have multiple stories of discrepancies dealing with voting machines, dealing with the voter registration, numbers that don't add up, mail-in ballots being sent to empty parking lots yet again. But these issues are happening in the states that the Democrats have won in court, and so they will be stealing Wisconsin and Michigan. I'd say that's all but guaranteed at this point. And then the news today just confirms it. Then you have in Tennessee people having problems with the voting machines. In Georgia, people reporting problems with the voting machines. Now, Georgia is the big story. The whole thing could depend on the results in Georgia. Now, I assumed, because the Republicans had had legal victories in Georgia, and we know what they did in 2020 to swing it for Biden, to steal it for Biden, that Trump was going to win Georgia. Well, I'd say Georgia is now a toss-up at this point. I now have Georgia as a toss-up. And I think they're getting ready for another 2020 in Georgia. And I think that that's now the big threat. So that's where we're at. I've had Trump getting right on 270. I've showed my Electoral College map. Maybe we pull it up and update it. But now Georgia is up for grabs. I now see Georgia as up for grabs. And I don't think Trump can win this election without Georgia. And it's a shame that while all these issues are going on, being reported by the local media, being reported by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican leadership of Georgia was partying in Austin, Texas, because of the big football game that was here on Saturday. So they were here partying all weekend, not dealing with the election that's ongoing right now in Georgia. That's a shame. And, of course, that judge that changed the laws and said, no, now you cannot hand count ballots right before the voting started. Perfect timing. So now Georgia is in play, and this could be where they steal it, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't even know if it matters. Trump could win the state by 3 million votes. I don't even know if it would matter at this point. Based off what we're seeing, based off what we're hearing. Michigan voter rolls, another swing state, but Trump can win without Michigan in my models. And I believe the Democrats will steal it. Michigan voter rolls inflated by 500,000. But the state says it's no issue. GOP and RNC disagrees. The Michigan voter rolls list 8.4 million registered voters, nearly 500,000 more than the eligible voting population. Republicans have sued, claiming bloated rolls could lead to fraud. Michigan plans to remove over 600,000 inactive voters by 2027, but the state's rolls remain among the nation's most inflated. Oh, we're not going to do it for this election. It's just like that one judge said, and now multiple Democrat judges have followed suit. They say, well, yeah, these voter rolls are not accurate, and they're inflated, and they have ineligible voters, but you can't get rid of those illegal votes now. You have to do that after the election. Oh, okay, cool. That makes sense. Sounds like political talk for, well, we're going to steal this election, but then you can deal with it afterwards. So I don't know, folks. I got to be honest with you. This is kind of how I see the election right now. As the crew pulls up my election model, I mean, I might just put Georgia up for grabs. But yeah, this is where I see it right now. This is how I see it going. And I don't want to do another dissertation about Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, other than just to say the Republicans have not had the victories in the courts, and so the Democrats are going to have the victories in the ballot box, if that's how you want to put it. This election will be decided in the courtroom, not the ballot box. So isn't that something? Michigan's 500,000 excess voters. But they won't get them off the voter rolls until 2027. So, in other words, after the presidential election and then after the midterms. And then they'll deal with them. They need those illegal voters on there now. And why would that be? Why would that be indeed? Because Kamala Harris needs the votes. Don't you get it? So there's your Michigan story. And if they can have 500,000 votes that are illegal and find their way to vote for Harris, that probably will be enough to steal the state. 31,000 mail-in ballots requested at ineligible addresses in Wisconsin. Ah. And, of course, this is where the Democrats have also had their legal victories. No voter ID, no voter ineligible voters purged from the rolls, and no voter signature verification. Beautiful. Beautiful. So who's requesting these ballots? How do they end up there? 31,000. Biden's margin of victory was smaller than that in 2020. StopBogusBallots.com is following this story. It seems, though, the RNC and the Trump camp have given up on the state, but not StopBogusBallots.com. So isn't that something? Isn't that nice? So, in Michigan, they got 500,000 illegal voters on the rolls, and in Wisconsin, at least 31,000 mail-in ballots sent to fake addresses. What have I been telling you about Michigan and Wisconsin? Yeah, in a fair election, Trump wins both those states. Oh, of course he does. Just like in 2016. Trump isn't losing support from 2016, he's gaining it. But somehow, magically, the states he won in 2016... the Democrats win now. Oh, yeah. Totally normal stuff. And, yeah, and Barry Bonds, you know, he used to hit 30 home runs a season. Then he hit 75. Oh, yeah. Totally normal stuff. No, he used steroids. So the Democrat vote, steroids are on. Now, it's amazing. We're told in all these states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, we're told that they will not have the results on election night. Unless, of course, Kamala Harris is winning, then they'll have the results. So let's just translate that. If Trump is winning, we can't announce the results until we can find enough Democrat mail-in votes. And then once we have more than we have for Trump, then we'll declare Harris the winner. So that's what they're really saying. But it's amazing. Where are we getting all this data? It's being shared on Vote Hub, getting millions of views. So where are we getting all of this data on the mail-in votes and the early votes then? So, and by the way, so the Democrats are up in all of this right now. The Democrats are winning in the mail-in votes. Go figure. The Democrats are winning in the early vote. So now, because the Democrats are winning, they can have the results in live time. Isn't that special? So when the Democrats are ahead, we have the results in live time and we can publish them for you. But if Trump was ahead, nope, we got to wait. We don't have the results. You're going to have to wait. I mean, this couldn't be more obvious. So in Florida, again, this is all according to Vote Hub. In Florida, the mail-in ballots, Democrats are up 485,000 versus 420,000 for Republicans. A lot of people going other. I don't know if that's Jill Stein or who, but a lot of others there. So, since the Democrats are winning in the mail-in votes in Florida, all of a sudden we can have the results. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? But if it was on election night, no, we can't have that. I'm not concerned about Florida, but Democrats winning on the mail-in vote. Is anybody surprised by that? Nevada, same story, except a lot closer. This is good news in Nevada. Early plus mail voting update. The Democrats are up just 2,000 in Nevada. Democrats are up just 2,000, and Republicans are winning in the early votes. Democrats, of course, winning in the mail-in vote. So that's going to be your story, isn't it? The people that actually go vote are Republicans. The ghosts and the cats and the dogs that vote Democrat with the mail-in ballots, the Democrats always seem to win the mail-in ballots. But despite that, with just a small lead in Nevada, I think that Trump wins Nevada with the overwhelming support on election day. But who knows how many mail-in ballots could be waiting. Maybe the perfect number, if you catch my drift. Early voting in North Carolina, Democrats again with a very small margin, very small. Could be concerning. I still think the election day vote for Trump can overwhelm this. Early voting in North Carolina, Democrats 272,000, Republicans 265,000. I do think Trump can overcome that on election day, so I still say North Carolina will go red. But since the Democrats are up, all of a sudden we can have the results. We have the results. If Trump was ahead, though, on election night, we don't have the results. Pennsylvania, bad news. Bad news. Trump is getting crushed with the mail-in and absentee ballots. This is crazy. And, of course, most of them are in Philadelphia. Go figure. The Democrats have 506,000. The Republicans have 212,000. My goodness. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen. The mail-in absentee ballots in Pennsylvania. Hate to say it, and it's really tragic, too. I hope I'm wrong, but all this effort, Scott Pressler, Elon Musk, all the Republican effort to win Pennsylvania, knowing how important that was going to be, is probably all going to be for nothing. Sorry. Hope I'm wrong. Bless your hearts. Hope I'm wrong. But doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. Never did. They lost. The Republicans lost in the courts. And still, as of today, nothing as far as the 10-1 poll watchers, 10 Democrats, 1 Republican poll watchers in the state. So all that time, all that effort spent in Pennsylvania, they're just gonna break your hearts. Because they really believe they're going to win it. And it was a good effort. It was a good faith effort and for the right reasons, but I just don't feel good about it. I just don't feel good about it. Now, it's like Voldemort for election coverage, the voting machine names. But don't even dot cam this. I won't even say the name of the company because it's like Voldemort, and it's like you say it and they come after you. But Voldemort voting machines are closely monitoring claims around the November 2024 election and strongly encourages use of verified, credible sources of info. We remain fully prepared to defend our company and our customers against lies and those who spread them. So, in other words, if you say anything about Voldemort Election Company, they will sue you into oblivion. Totally. That really helps earn the trust of the American voters, doesn't it? So that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, Voldemort voting machines have already sued dozens of people and news networks. So that's where we're at. All right. Donald Trump is on the stage right now, or maybe he's finishing up in North Carolina. What's that? I believe he's just finished, so he just did a rally in North Carolina. He's got another event later tonight as well, doing the multiple events. By the way, huge, huge turnout there for Donald Trump, and it was a huge showing of support last night at the NFL football game. Now, I think Trump should hit another NFL game or two. The support will be overwhelming, just like it was in Pittsburgh. I also think, depending on the timing, I don't know, but the Yankees are in the World Series, and I think Donald Trump should make a showing at the Yankees game for the World Series. Yeah, it was like a total culture war. There were hundreds, if not thousands, of Trump hats in the stands. You had this one lady run onto the field in support of Donald Trump. It's the same lady that got the MAGA face tattoo. So there's one angle, people cheering her on. And then Trump in the stands getting a massive USA chant. The whole place chanting USA. I was listening to the broadcast of the game on the radio, and I just started hearing this massive USA chant in the middle of the broadcast, and I didn't even know what was going on. I wasn't watching. I was just listening on the radio, and I thought, oh, Trump must be there. That must be Trump. And sure enough, it was. Sure enough, it was. So here's the chant last night. Somebody filming in the stands, clip 9. Yeah. So it's going to be incredible to watch. Trump has huge support in Pennsylvania, won Pennsylvania 2016 by a very wide margin, and they're just going to steal it. No pun intended from the Steelers game. And, you know, I sit back and I reflect on this because I'm not a black pillar. I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm just a realist. I'm just doing political play-by-play here for you folks. And things can change. Things can change in an instant, just like in a football game. You can be up by a touchdown, and then you throw an interception, and the guy runs it for a touchdown, it's tied. So things can change here. But I've already had them stealing Pennsylvania, and maybe we have to go through this. Maybe we have to go through this and people really have to see how bad things are. I hope we don't have to go through 4 years of Harris. That's going to be like nails on a chalkboard. That's going to be like torture. That's going to be like you're underwater and someone steps on your oxygen tank tube. But I mean, maybe that's what we got to go through. Maybe it has to get that bad. Because they're going to take Pennsylvania right in front of your face, folks, and nobody in Pennsylvania is going to believe it. And so that's just maybe where we're at, unfortunately. Maybe that's just where we're at. Now, this is the lady who ran across the field with the Trump sign. She knew she was going to jail, by the way. She was able to get out, so she took one for the team, ran on the field with a sign, took one for the team, and then here she is explaining afterwards how it went, clip four.
Guys, this is your man, Real Deal Steven Steele. We are down here in Pittsburgh, and look who the fuck I found.
Let's have you guys.
This is her. I'm kicking it with Claudia Rose, the girl that I just showed you that ran all the way across in the middle of a Pittsburgh Steelers game with a
Trump little top-heavy issue thing.
Made it almost all the way across the field.
Which is crazy.
In heels.
I have never been. I don't go to the gym. Why work for it where you can pay for it? So, like, I have no stamina. I don't know how I did that. You know how I did it?
How'd you do it? Tell them.
With red, white, and blue bleeding through my buzz, baby.
Yeah.
Bleeding through my veins.
Yeah.
That's what got me that far.
Yeah.
Because I'm a weak little 5'2 bitch.
So,
I don't even know how I did that.
What do you think security was thinking as they were tracking it down?
Because we need to save this country. And Pennsylvania, you guys need to realize, it is your last day to register to vote. And we are going to be one of the deciding states.
She did
states.
It for the votes.
I don't care if you like the guy. I don't care if you hate the guy. How was your life in 2016 versus how is it now?
We have the best streakers, okay? Let me tell you.
Vote with your brain. Look at your brain account. Don't vote. If you hate him, don't vote for him. Vote against that hoe. Vote against her. Vote for yourself. Vote for your family, your children. Vote for your bank accounts, your gas, your groceries. Like, your rights, your freedom.
Figured, hey, look, if somebody is willing to go to jail for the cause, they've earned a little bit of airtime here. They've earned a little bit of love. Very few people can make that claim. Very few people have put it all on the line. Very few people have said, yes, I will go to jail for the cause. So we salute her. She almost made it across the field. Again, I have to wonder what's going through security's mind when they see that going on? Like, okay. Because normally the security will come in and just do a full takedown. You know, normally it's a full takedown. Look at that one guy looks like he's enjoying himself a little bit. He had a little smirk in his face there. I think that Jets player, look at that Jets player. He's catching a little glimp too, trying to see what's up. Yeah. All right. So that was last night. We've got more from Trump in Pennsylvania. We'll show you the whole compilation of the McDonald's clips as well. And then Kamala's still campaigning. But nobody's really showing up, and so they're not talking about it. Honestly, the balance here is worthy of mentioning. With the Trump sign streaking across the Steelers field. To the 40, the 30.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, and ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals, hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, so the biggest thing was Trump working at McDonald's, working the drive-thru window, working the fries. And really just making it so natural, like everything else. It's just not, it's not phony, it's not forced, it's not cringy. Very natural. Very mindful, very demure. So here's Donald Trump working the McDonald's drive-through window. Oh, look at that. That's outside. That's going on outside the McDonald's. Bigger than any Harris rally.
But I could do this all day. I wouldn't mind this job. I like this job. I think I might come back and do it again.
Thank you.
Look at that. Look at that. How are you?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Nice to see you.
You made it possible for ordinary people like us to meet you.
You're not ordinary.
I mean, thank you so
you
much.
You are
for
not ordinary. I can see.
We pray for you. And you are the type of person we want to be the president.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
so
nice. You for taking the bullet.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I took a bullet. That's right.
Thank you, Mr. President.
When you think about it, I guess that's right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Touched by a human hand. Nice and clean. Of course, my hands are nice and clean. This guy's a good instructor.
I appreciate it.
Wow. I'm going to give a really big one so that they're just pouring out of here. How good is that, Margo? Here, Margo.
Everybody wants Trump scooping.
A lot of fun here, everybody.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Look at all the fake news out there. Hello, everybody.
You can fake this, right?
And you know this is compliments of Trump, okay?
Yes, thank you. Mr. President,
yes.
Please don't let the United States become Brazil, my native Brazil.
Oh, we'll keep it good.
Please, please.
We're going to make it better than ever, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Trump.
Yes.
Trump. Trump.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you over there. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Have a good time.
Thank
nice
you.
To see you.
So
bye, darling.
Thank
you. Have a good time. Thank you, honey. Thank you, honey. Have a good time. Thank you. Excuse me. This is fun. I could do this all day. I wouldn't mind this job. I like this job. I think I might come back and do it again.
Thank you.
We got to hit that timer. Bring that one up. I'm going to take care of these.
Okay. We're on the fry line now. Oh, look at that shake for me. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Great form, Trump. Get this guy a promotion. It's a natural. Kind of looks like a French fry himself. Work in the fry line.
Get that right far right. Hang it right up there.
Yeah.
And then you want to do the salt over here?
Yeah.
I did these ones already. They're good. You just got to do that one right there. So grab that.
Can you give him extra salt?
No. Yep. Oh, yep. Good.
Okay.
Right there. And then we're going to grab the surprise scoop right here.
Right.
Put it into there and just give them a swirl that way.
At Trump Donald's, the chicken McNugget six thing? Piece. Okay. Come out of here.
This is not a normal situation, is it? What a good looking family. How did you produce those people? Oh, they look like you. They look like you. How are you? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate all the
thank you. And there'll be no charge. Trump is paying for it. Is that okay? $20.44. Oh, you're going to some extra stuff.
Oh, okay. Great.
This is all on Trump.
Oh, hold on.
I'm allowed to do that, right?
Yeah. Let's check and make sure. It's everything you said it would be.
It better be. It's going to be the best yet. I made it myself.
You're the best. Thank you, Margaret.
That's it. Thank you, man. Thank you. Have a good time. That's great. I'll tell you what, it's a great franchise. It's a great company. And they've been very, very nice. And they come up. You know, if you look at really what's happening, look at the crowd over there. Look how happy everybody is. They're happy because they want hope. They need hope. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're going to give much more than hope.
What is working the fryer telling you about the people of Pennsylvania?
Make it back.
Mr. President, you actually have worked at McDonald's now versus the...
Now I have worked at McDonald's. I've now worked for 15 minutes more than Kamala.
Are you going to put this on your resume?
I never worked here.
Why would she lie about something like that?
Will it be put on your resume? I worked at McDonald's.
Why would she lie about that?
Why? Because she's lying, Kamala, that's why.
I don't know how he pulls this off, honestly. How does he do it? You know, he's been in McDonald's ads since the 90s, and he's a McDonald's eater. He's an avid McDonald's eater. It's very well known. How Donald Trump pulls off working the McDonald's drive-through window and make it look so good and so natural, it's just amazing. So I wonder now, I do have to ask, will Kamala Harris now pull the McDonald's shift? She steals every other policy from Trump. She might as well steal a campaign stunt. If you find an extra nugget in there, that's courtesy of Trump, okay? And they're nice and they're bigger too, and they're golden. But if it was Kamala, you'd only get four nuggets in the six piece, okay? But with Trump, you get seven. You get seven. Now, quickly, because it is worth mentioning, the last time I ate McDonald's was before I went into prison, and that was probably the first time I'd had it in years. And that's because it's unhealthy, but it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be as unhealthy. They don't have to add all the bad ingredients that they have in there. And Vani Hari, the food babe, who's working right now on this boycott on Kellogg's, trying to get them to change their ingredients. All these European countries have different ingredients in their food, including McDonald's. Is it even worth reading this list? So Vonnie Hari points this out as McDonald's is trending. Could you ask McDonald's at Donald Trump to just serve the same fries to us in America as they do in the UK and other countries? No more silly putty in our French fries, please. Now, the fries in the UK, potatoes, non-hydrogenated rapeseed oil, dextrose, salt, cooked in non-hydrogenated vegetable oil. That's still not good enough for me. I just like the ingredients to be potatoes, salt, cooked in beef tallow. That's what I would like. And then there's the McDonald's version of the United States. Potatoes, vegetable oil, canola oil, corn oil, soybean oil, natural beef flavor, milk and milk derivatives, dextrose, sodium and pyrophosphate, salt, cooked in proprietary formula, which may contain canola oil, that's the worst, corn oil, soybean oil, hydrogenated soybean oil, TBHQ, and citric acid, dimethylpolysiloxane, say that 10 times, dimethylpolysiloxane is added to prevent, what, am I getting it right? Dimethylpolysiloxane, did I get it that time? If you can't pronounce it, you probably don't want to eat it, is added to prevent foaming. The natural beef flavor contains hydrolyzed wheat and hydrolyzed milk as starting ingredients. So why are the ingredients? And it's like that for all these foods, the cereals, everything else, because the FDA, with all these food companies, it's big food, if you will. It's big agri. They own our government. One highlighted example, if you know, Kamala Harris, she loves Venn diagrams. You look at the Venn diagrams of FDA officials and Monsanto, they are all in the middle. They're all in the middle. So that's McDonald's. I bet you McDonald's sales increased yesterday and today. I bet you they had a sales increase. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised. It's all right. I won't make them out themselves. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody in the crew had McDonald's. Am I right? Don't have to doubt yourself. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody listening to this right now had McDonald's. It's all right. It's good marketing. Good marketing works. I'm not mad at you. I understand. But you know I'm right. So then, okay, there was the serious Trump. So that's Trump having fun, a man of the people. Then there was the serious Trump. And he went to North Carolina. Well, he's in North Carolina still. And he talked about how he's going to help the people, the victims. So he's now been in the disaster area 3 times. That's more than Harris and Biden combined. He's having press conferences there. He's meeting with the local officials there. He's helping them get the resources they need, the goods they need, the internet, the comms. Trump's doing that, not Biden, not Harris. So here he is talking to the people at a press conference in clip 6.
I'm here today in Western North Carolina to express a simple message to the incredible people of the state. I'm with you, and the American people are with you all the way. We're going to continue to be with you. We'll see what happens with the election. And we're on January 20th, you're going to have, a new crew coming in to do it properly and help you in a proper manner. To every family that lost loved one or a loved one, this terrible storm, we ask God to give you strength and comfort and peace. You will have comfort and peace. It's been a terrible ordeal, and this area was hit about as hard as anybody's ever seen. To all those homes, and your homes have been destroyed. Many of you are rebuilding, and many of you are going to just start all over again. And the communities were ravaged and destroyed. We're praying for you, and we will not forget about you. We will never forget about you. We're going to be working with you for a long time to come to get it back together. When I'm president, I will stand with you and till the communities are fully rebuilt. Every single inch of every property will be fully rebuilt, greater and more beautiful than it was before.
Now, Trump is also not just visiting the disaster zone. He is still campaigning Pennsylvania, North Carolina, both. That's where he's at this weekend and today. And I think this is one of the best 5 minutes of Donald Trump that you're going to hear. This was at a rally over the weekend. More of this, please. This is the message, and this should unify people. This shouldn't be a party, political parties debating over this. This should be the American voters all agree with this. This needs to be the approach. I'm glad Trump is embracing it. I hope that he amplifies it. This is the new right. This is modern day conservatism. This is Donald Trump in clip two.
So in conclusion, and thank you for being here, everybody. This is beautiful. We'll get you out real fast. We're going to get you go watch that game tonight, right? We really do appreciate this kind of crowd and love. The love that we've had is incredible. But with your vote this November, we are going to fire Kamala Harris. We are going to save America. We're going to rebuild our nation for citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. With your support, we will teach our children to love our country, honor our history, and to always respect our great American flag. We will cut your taxes, demolish inflation, slash your prices, raise your wages, and turn the United States into the manufacturing superpower of the world. We will hire American, buy American, build American, and show the whole world that the American dream is back, bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. I will end the war in Ukraine, stop the chaos in the Middle East, and prevent World War III. And I'm the one that can do it. I'm the only one that's going to do it. I will crush violent crime and give our police the support, protection, and resources. And we have to give them respect again. We're going to give them respect like they've never had. And they're going to get rid of crime, and they'll get rid of it quickly and efficiently. We cannot live with the kind of crime that we're living with in our country today. We will strengthen and modernize our military. I rebuilt our military, and now we're going to modernize it still further. We will build a missile defense shield, all made in the USA, including the Commonwealth is going to build a lot of it. We're entitled to it. We're entitled to it. Others have it. We want it, too. And we will land an American astronaut on Mars. Get ready, Elon. Get ready. We got to land it. We got to do it quickly. But a lot of that has to do with military. The space, you know, I created Space Force. And it's going to go down, in my opinion, it's just about the most important of, with time, of the forces. We were way behind Russia and China, and now we're leading them by a lot. It's a great thing. Space Force, first time in 82 years since Air Force that this happened. We will rebuild our cities, including our capital in Washington, D.C., making them safe, clean, and beautiful again. We will get critical race theory and transgender insanity the hell out of our schools. And we will immediately keep men out of women's sports. I will defend religious liberty. I will restore free speech. And I will defend the right to keep and bear arms, our Second Amendment. And we will end sanctuary cities and stop illegal immigration once and for all. We want people to come into our country, but they have to come in legally. After years of building up foreign countries, defending foreign borders, and protecting foreign lands, we will finally be going to build our country, defend our borders, and protect our American cities, suburbs, and towns. We will protect them like they have never been protected before. We will not be invaded. We will not be occupied. We will not be conquered. That's what they're doing. This is an invasion into our country of a foreign military. We will be free and proud as a nation again. Everyone will prosper. Every family will thrive and every day will be filled with opportunity and hope. But for that to happen, we must defeat Kamala Harris and stop her radical left agenda once and for all. It will happen. Will happen. We want a landslide that's too big to rig. So early voting is underway. Get everyone you know and vote. After all, we have been through together. We stand on the verge of the four greatest years in the history of our country. These will be four of the greatest years in the history of our country, and it's going to happen quickly. With your help from now until Election Day, we will redeem America's promise and we will take back the nation that we love. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never back down, ever, ever, ever. And we will never, ever surrender. Together we will fight, fight, fight. We will vote, vote, vote. And we will win, win, win like we have never won before. November 5th will be the most important day in the history of our country. And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Pennsylvania. Thank you. God bless you all. God bless you.
You know, the one thing that I think Trump understands and brings to the table more so than any other candidate, and Biden and even Kamala Harris just turned 60. I mean, they're you know, up there in years too, but they're not really like real people. I mean, they don't actually socialize with normal people. They don't get out and rub elbows with the working class. These are true elitists. You know, Biden's been an elitist his whole life. He lies about his past. Same with Kamala Harris. Trump actually rubs elbows with the working class. He's known as the blue collar billionaire. The guy eats McDonald's. So he kind of, he remembers what life was like in America. He remembers what it was like in the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. It means something to him. It means something to him. He knows what New York was like. He knows when it was in its best times. He knows when it was in its worst times. And that applies, I think, to the country at large when he was building skyscrapers all across the nation. So I think he gets that. He has that nostalgia. And he wants to bring it back. Now, I don't know how much you can really bring back with the modern age and technology and everything, but there's an attitude, there's a culture, there's a vibe that I think he's reaching for. He's trying to bring it back. So he really has that. I think he really has that kind of human touch that so many people can relate to. Just looking back on their past life in America, knowing things can be better. They have been better. By the way, this was him in the 90s. He was asked about running for president. And this is what he talked about in clip 25.
If you could make America perfect, how would you do it?
Well, I think that America is a country that has tremendous, tremendous potential. I think that much like the mind, I think that America is using very, very little of its potential. I feel that this country with the proper leadership can go on to become what it once was.
What should it be?
It should really be a country that gets the respect of other countries.
Is respect the most important thing in your opinion?
Well, respect can lead to other things. When you get the respect of the other countries, then the other countries tend to do a little bit as you do. and you can create the right attitudes.
For some people, the ultimate goal in life has been becoming the President of the United States. Would you like to be the President of the United States?
I really don't believe I would, Norma, but I would like to see somebody as the President who could do the job, and there are very capable people in this country.
Why wouldn't someone like yourself run for political office? You have all the money that you possibly need. You've accomplished a great deal, even though you are only 34. I know there's a lot of things that you possibly can do in the years ahead. Why wouldn't you dedicate yourself to public service?
Because I think it's a very mean life. I would love and I would dedicate my life to this country, but I see it as being a mean life. And I also see it as somebody with strong views and somebody with the kind of views that are maybe a little bit unpopular, which may be right, but may be unpopular, wouldn't necessarily have a chance of getting elected against somebody with no great brain but a big smile. And that's a sad commentary for the political process.
Well, he was right then, and he's right now. That's actually the 80s. So, he gets that. He really is nostalgic about the America he helped build. He's really nostalgic about the America that he raised a family in, that he hired people in, worked with people in, built relationships in, helped communities in. And he sees how far it's fallen, like so many others. So that's where we're at. And we do have more from Donald Trump coming up on some other interviews that he did. We do have some Kamala Harris clips and some Elon Musk clips as well. So we'll continue on the campaign trail, if you will, as we are in the election, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just 2 weeks until Election Day. We are in the election right now. Millions of Americans have already voted. And, of course, we're already seeing the issues as well. And, in fact, we'll give you an update on something that's going on in Tennessee when we come back. Remember, though, time is limited. Time is running out to get into the raffle at thealexjonesstore.com. But it's not too late. With every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, the hats, the T-shirts, the supplements, with every purchase, you get raffle entries to win the monster truck. But time is running out. So get over to thealexjonesstore.com while time remains to get your entries into the raffle to win the monster truck. All right, an update on Tennessee when we come back.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we covered some of the discrepancies in hour number one. Of course, we heard last week about what was going on in Georgia that has me extremely concerned, and then the lack of response from the Republican leadership in Georgia, who just so happened to conveniently be out of town while this is going on, has me even doubly concerned. Now, this is happening in Tennessee.
Shelby County Election Commission member Benicia Kimbrough says several voters reported at least one incident at 10 to 12 precincts across the county. Representatives G.A. Hardaway and Antonio Parkinson, state lawmakers, both on the ballot and part of the Shelby County Democratic Caucus, say they received several calls from voters today. Here's a list of some of the voting sites provided to Action News 5 where voters said they had difficulty pressing one candidate. They said that their vote would change from the Democratic candidate to the Republican candidate. Now, Kimbrough says voters must press the name of the candidate and not the box next to the candidate's name.
What?
Remember, we're using these new touch screens for the second time, but this is the largest election we're using them in, this new equipment. Now, Valencia also stressed voters should use a stylus when voting and ask for one if not given one at the polls.
Bring your stylus.
I do not believe that it is anything that is nefarious in any way, shape, or form. I know that our employees and our staff have done a yeoman's job of preparing for this nationwide historic election where we expect to have higher voter turnout than in any other election known
to
Shelby County
sure.
in any recent history at all.
Benicia Kimbrough is one of two Democrats on the five-member Election Commission board. Now, she, along with Representatives Hardaway and Parkinson, were not aware of whether or not this same issue occurred with Republican candidate selections switching to Democratic selections. But Kimbrough urges anyone that comes across any problems at the polls to tell a poll worker and a supervisor and report it to the Election Commission. We did reach out to Shelby County Election Administrator Linda Phillips about these reports. She told us in a statement, quote, "We are committed to a smooth and transparent voting process. To date, no voting irregularities have been identified. We encourage all voters to carefully review their ballot before casting it. Poll workers are on site at all precincts to assist as needed." She goes on to say video tutorials are available on the Election Commission's social media channels for guidance about how to use these new voting machines.
Wow, you need a video tutorial on how to vote? Then I think there's something wrong with the process. And if you need a video tutorial to learn how to vote, then do you really think you're going to be able to figure out how to use social media to find the video tutorial? This is just a joke. Bring your stylus? What the hell? Bring your stylus. You have to hit the name and not the box. I don't hit the box? Okay. The good news is we have a solution. It's called paper ballots. Yeah. Might work. Just might work. And it might reinstill some trust. And then here's Michigan. If Trump is winning, you won't know the results. But if Kamala is winning, you will. So here they are warning you, clip 20.
How quickly do you expect to get results? Well, you know, in 2020... we had the results of our highest turnout election in Michigan history within 24 hours of the polls closing. The unofficial results were completed by 8 p.m. on Wednesday. So we're tracking that again this year. We do have more options to process ballots sooner than Election Day, which is where we were restricted in 2020. So I'm optimistic we could see results even sooner. But I would estimate end of the day on Wednesday as the best guess on how we'll perform. But that said, we will always prioritize accuracy and security over efficiency, understanding how much people will want those results. We're still going to make sure the process is secure and accurate before put anything out to the public.
Oh,
but that said, we understand people's energy and excitement, and we'll be working hard to ensure those results are ready as soon
as possible. So what does it all mean? It means if Trump is winning, you're not going to know it until Harris is winning. And if Harris is winning, then they'll announce the winner that night.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
It's an omen!
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
A couple more things from Trump here before we show you some of the latest Kamala cringe. A couple stories that you probably haven't heard of from Donald Trump's life. And leave it to Hall of Fame wrestler The Undertaker to do that interview. Imagine all the mainstream people or all the news people that could have made a name for themselves, you know, helped build their profile as journalists, as interviewers, and they just passed on the real stories and instead try to destroy Trump, get Trump, thinking that'll help them. And maybe that is the new way to climb the ladder in the American media, in the mainstream corrupt fake news media. Maybe that's how you climb the ladder, not doing a real interview, but trying to hurt Donald Trump. So how about The Undertaker does it? Then, by the way, he was in a video with The Undertaker and Kane promoting him. So did you ever hear about Trump and Nelson Mandela? Anybody ever bring this up in an interview? No, but The Undertaker did in clip 31.
Nelson Mandela and 80 of his kids were trying to come to the United States.
Yeah.
The United States government wasn't helping
this
him.
This was Tyrus. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me correct myself. I'm sorry. Trump is doing so many interviews and podcasts, I can't even keep up with the guy. My goodness. This was on another former WWE wrestler. Tyrus. Okay. Tyrus. Excuse me. He also is on Fox News now, too. Excuse me. This was Tyrus. Go ahead, guys.
Nelson Mandela and 80 of his kids were trying to come to the United States.
Yeah.
The United States government wasn't helping him. No one was helping him. You chartered a 727 plane for their entire trip.
Yeah.
How is somebody, and it's crazy because you can talk about anything, and why is it hard for you to talk about the things you've done? It runs in your family. Your father helped build a synagogue. I mean, why do we not know those things?
It's something that I've never, I love doing it. I don't need praise for it. I don't, we all like a certain level of praise, but I've never, I just like helping people. I help a lot of people, and I enjoy doing it, and I never talk about it. It's nice that you bring it up. I also think it's not a narrative that the press likes talking about, for me.
But I think it would help a lot of the American people who have been misled, I myself included. Now, listen, I'm voting for you now because of the man you are, not just because of the policies, because not every American will get the opportunity that I had to saw who you were backstage. And that's why I have this list. I mean, I have testimonials. We can't go through all of them because
I want to see them.
Now, this was I had to dig deep.
I like that.
You donated $100,000 to raise dogs. You're not even a dog guy. Yeah. Explain that.
Well, that's Lara. So I have a wonderful, the wife of Eric, and she's a terrific person. You know, she's actually now a very big and important person in getting elected in the Republican Party. She comes from North Carolina. She loves the dogs. And I did that in her honor, actually. And, you know, if you listen to her, boy, dogs are treated very badly. They're, you know, some evil people having to do even with dogs. So I did that for my daughter-in-law. Yeah. more so than me. I don't know that much about dogs, but I want to take care of them. And I had an opportunity. You know, as president, you can do a lot of things. I did a lot. The size of the kennels, the size of the cage, you know, there's like cages that they're in. And it's terrible. It's like you have no room, no nothing. And she came in with a whole group of people. These are people that really fight hard for dogs. I mean, you have people that fight. And she's a good person, so I did it for her.
I have hundreds of employees who have said things like, you've paid medical bills, you paid mortgages, rents, you've helped get family members. There's one story in here where a brother came in with a business plan, nobody would hear him. You gave him 10 minutes, you shook his hand, and you cut him a check.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard for you and even your team? I'm a little upset. These are things that I think the American people
maybe need
to, and I get it, you're humble because you're a father first.
Yeah.
And a grandfather.
So again, that was Tyrus, Manhood is Under Attack with Donald Trump. Yeah, and then I'm glad you guys had that. I got this one on my desk too. That was the original headline from 1990. Muammar Gaddafi's tent finds home on Donald Trump's estate. He let Gaddafi literally set up a tent when he was coming to visit the United States in New York. He was coming to attend the UN General Assembly. This was, of course, Hillary with her famous, we came, he saw, he died. And you know, they killed Gaddafi because he actually tried to make Libya a strong nation, so you couldn't have that. He actually wanted the resources there to benefit the people and not the oligarchs from foreign countries. So they, you know, they took him out. Hillary bragged about it, laughed about it. So that's Donald Trump, trying to have good relations, trying to build respect, trying to bring peace, trying to help people. And the media tears him down. The Hollywood celebrities tear him down. The D.C. establishment tears him down. I mean, the picture is so clear. It's just so clear. It's been clear. It's been clear for 8 years now. It's been clear. The corrupt political establishment hates this man because he's not corrupt. The corrupt entertainment world, the corrupt media, they all hate him because he's not corrupt. He's a good person. He actually wants to do things for this country, and they hate that. They hate people. They want to see people suffer. They want to see people under boot. They want to separate. They want to decouple from the average American. They don't want you to have a foot in the game. This stuff is everywhere. Now, this was Trump with The Undertaker talking about The Rock, who came out and basically said he regretted endorsing Biden, gave Donald Trump a phone call after the assassination attempt. Clip 33.
Great. I guess. Is my social media?
It's pretty big.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Who's the biggest on social media?
The Rock.
Oh, The Rock is. Yeah. Dwayne Johnson.
You know, he was great. I never thought he liked me. And I felt badly because I think he's a terrific guy. And then Dana White said, when I was shot, took a shot to the ear. You may have heard about it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about it.
There's some ramblings about this.
Yeah. Rock called Dana and said, I want to have his number. What he did is sort of incredible. He considered it bravery. I don't know. To me, I considered it like, what's going on here? But it was very nice, actually, The Rock. So you might mention that I said that. Do you speak to him?
Occasionally. I saw him in April.
You know, it's amazing. As you have football players coming out and endorsing Donald Trump, and you have wrestlers coming out and endorsing Donald Trump. By the way, there's an old, I think it was when Trump Plaza hosted WrestleMania. Trump Plaza hosted a WWF event. This was back in those days. And one of the reporters goes over to Trump to talk to him during the event. This video is somewhere in our stash. We'll see if the crew can go on an Easter egg hunt and find it. But they came up. They said, oh, Donald, who's your favorite wrestler? He said The Rock. And this was before The Rock was big. This is when he first came onto the scene. He was talking about how much he liked The Rock. So, you know, Trump, you know, he kind of is like that. If he, you know, he felt, oh, you know, I really like The Rock. But if he doesn't like me, you know. But anyway, the point is, All these football players, all these wrestlers, they're coming out, they're endorsing Trump. They're talking to Trump. They're campaigning for Trump. And now they're sharing behind the scenes how they're getting attacked. And they have other football players saying, how dare you come out and support Trump? Don't you know he's this, he's that? You have these wrestlers coming out and attacking him. Don't, you can't support Trump. Why are you doing this? You're destroying your legacy. And it's the exact opposite. Dave Bautista, I guess he's a big lib, scolding people for supporting Trump. It's like, Dave, you're the one hurting your legacy. Not the Undertaker. You. All these football players, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, they haven't been this popular since they played in the league. And then you got all these other football players sending them messages like, hey, what are you doing? How dare you say this? How dare you do this? Well, maybe they care about the country. Maybe they don't like political corruption. Maybe they like Donald Trump. It's like, oh, no. No, you're not allowed to do that. You have to be a Democrat. You have to promote liberals and Democrats and progressives. Don't you know? How dare you? Yeah, who is the real cult? Who are the real bullies? Before we get into the Kamala cringe, let's look at what Elon Musk is up to. He's campaigning all across Pennsylvania. And first, let's start with this, Doge. This guy loves Elon, has an interesting sense of humor. Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency, and I guess Doge is his favorite crypto coin too. So here's Elon Musk talking about Doge, what will be the government agency, not the coin, in clip 28.
Laws and rules and regulations are immortal. And so every year there's more rules, regulations, and laws, and they don't die because they're immortal, but we're humans, we're immortal, we do die. So that you get this accumulation over time. Historically, what has caused a reset of the laws and regulations has been war. Now, we'd like to ideally avoid war, but we still need this massive reset of regulations and reduction of regulations, ideally without the forcing function of war. But it is an interesting thing that the longer that there is peace and prosperity, the more rules and regulations will accumulate until eventually everything's legal. So that's why I think it is essential that we have a very conscious effort to reduce the laws and regulations, or eventually no one will be allowed to do anything.
Yeah, that's where we're at. Yeah, Elon Musk just shared this Venn diagram. Epstein guest list, Diddy guest list, and all the celebrities coming out to support Kamala Harris. What does Elon know, I wonder? By the way, how many people feel like this? This is how I feel. This is how I felt when I decided to leave the sports media and get involved in politics. Other famous comedians and actors and actresses retweeted this from Musk saying they feel the same way, like Rob Schneider. How many people can relate to this in clip 7?
Well, as I said, I really would prefer not to be in politics at all. The reason that I have stepped into the political arena this time is because I think the stakes are extremely fundamental. I think democracy is on the line. I think the Constitution is on the line. I fear that if Trump does not win, we're going to be, we're going to have a single-party state. It's going to be like California, but actually worse than California, because the one thing that keeps California from going even further than they do go is that people can move out of California and still be in America. But if you've got no place to move, then it's going to be much worse in California. And that's the danger that we face. So an oppressive totalitarian state that has extreme restrictions on freedom of speech, continues extreme overregulation, that just basically makes government even bigger than it is today, and takes away the liberty of the people. So it was that's something I wanted to do, but I felt it was critical to do it, or America's not going to be America.
I think a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people feel that way, and that's why, you know, again, normally you're from any sort of the establishment, whether it's entertainment, sports, you don't support Republicans. You don't come out for conservative values. You certainly aren't coming out for Trump. But now you're seeing that because people realize exactly what Elon Musk has realized. It's Trump, or this country is going, we're going to be thrown into the ocean with two cement blocks tied to our feet and no oxygen tank. People know that. And so it's beyond just Kamala Harris. I mean, Kamala Harris is a complete joke. It's beyond that. It's the increasing of government getting involved in your life and rules and regulation, this eroding of our national sovereignty into this global marketplace, and we have to pay all the bills, and we're not allowed to be free and prosperous, and we have to have an open border, and we have to have one-party rule. People see the trajectory where this is going, and they realize we got to hit the brakes on this now. Now. So they're getting involved despite the consequences, which, of course, Elon Musk knows quite well. The lawfare against Elon Musk, as gleefully described by the New York Times, they brag about it. So Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and X have all these government agencies and departments coming after him. The Department of Transportation, the Department of Justice, the Department of Labor, Department of the Interior, the independent agencies, the National Labor Relations Board, the Equal Opportunity Committee, the Environmental Protection Agency, Securities and Exchange Commission, all these different federal groups going after all Elon's companies. And they brag about it in the New York Times, and they still don't get it. You're the bad guys. You are the big government. You are the deep state. You are the ones that are the authoritarians abusing government power. It's you. And they brag about it, and they'll publish this graphic and then say Trump's the authoritarian, Trump wants to abuse government, as they brag about how they abuse government. That's how insane these things have gotten. Now, as far as the one-party rule, you know how Democrats are going to do that, and that's with all of the illegal immigrants. And then eventually they'll just get rid of elections altogether. Some would argue they already have. I mean, when you steal them blatantly, I mean, for all intents and purposes. But in these swing states that are going to decide the election, isn't that amazing? And this is from Elon's America PAC. These are the increases in population of illegal immigrants in swing states under the policies of the Biden-Harris administration. These numbers are stunning. In Georgia, they've had since 2021. So this is just the percentage. This is just the percentage since Biden-Harris got into the White House. In Georgia, a 401% increase of illegal immigrants. In North Carolina, a 446% increase in illegal immigrants. In Pennsylvania, a 241% increase in illegal immigrants. In Arizona, a 734% increase in illegal immigrants. In Nevada, a 562% increase in illegal immigrants. In Michigan, a 775% increase in illegal immigrants. And Wisconsin, a 467% increase in illegal immigrants since the Biden-Harris administration took over. And then you have all these libtards. They'll share polls in these swing states like, oh, what is your big issue? And immigration and the border is always a top three issue no matter the state. And these libtards stick their nose in the air and they say, why do people in Pennsylvania care about the open border? Huh. Stupid conservatives. Because in Pennsylvania, they've had a 241% increase of illegal immigrants, libtard. That's why. And then they put them on the welfare state. They steal money from Americans, give it to them, collapse the economy, open border, welfare state, collapse the economy, collapse the banking system into the one world global banking system, collapse the borders. It's over. It's done. And your way of life as an American is done, and then they'll just cancel elections. That's how this goes. Now, obviously, with Elon Musk, he's giving out $1 million a day to people who register to vote using the America PAC, getting people to sign this petition at the America PAC. And, of course, he's already got it with all the lawyers and made sure it's legal, so it's all above board. Are they going to go after him for this, too? Now, here's the governor of Pennsylvania. Obviously, you can tell by his answer. He knows. They've probably looked into it. Everything Elon is doing is legal. But you know what? They don't care. They might go after him anyway. So on the corrupt Kirsten Welker broadcast, she's basically prodding Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, like, hey, let's get Musk in jail for this. This is our opportunity. And so here's how that goes in clip 8.
Governor, let me ask you about a development we learned about overnight. Elon Musk says he will be giving away $1 million every day to random voters who sign his super PACs petition. You are a former attorney general. Is this legal?
I think there are real questions with how he is spending money in this race, how the dark money is flowing, not just into Pennsylvania, but apparently now into the pockets of Pennsylvanians. That is deeply concerning. Look, Musk obviously has
The crew's in my ear commenting on it, and I'm glad they are because I was going to do it too. I was going to let the clip finish, but maybe, you know, the crew is sometimes a good sounding board. Yeah. Dark money. First of all of it's transparent. It's all FEC records. It's not dark at all. But see, dark money in politics, yeah, no kidding. Isn't that the problem? All the dark money, by the way, it's all against Trump. All the dark money that causes us to go to wars, all the dark money that controls the congressional vote, all the dark money that gets pharmaceutical mandates, dark money, and he's going to act like it's Elon Musk. So now dark money is the problem. Dark money, pharmaceutical, agriculture. I mean, these people complain about big oil, all dark money, all day long. Yeah, okay, we don't like dark money in politics, too much money in politics. Now they have a problem with it because it's not in their favor. So now that there's a billionaire throwing his weight around against the establishment, now it's dark money. Now it needs to be investigated. Now it's a problem. Okay, continue.
Governor, let me ask you about a development we learned about overnight. Elon Musk says he will be giving away $1 million every day to random voters who sign his super PACs petition. You are a former attorney general. Is this legal?
The states literally run gambling rings.
I think there are real questions with how he is spending money in this race, how the dark
legal
money is flowing,
dark
not
money
just into Pennsylvania, but apparently now into the pockets of Pennsylvanians. That is deeply concerning. Look, Musk obviously has a right to be able to express his views. He's made it very, very clear that he supports Donald Trump. We have a difference of opinion. I don't deny him that right. But when you start flowing this kind of money into politics, I think it raises serious questions that folks may want to take a look at.
So you think it might not be legal? Yes.
$1 billion presidential campaigns.
I think it's something that law enforcement could take a look at. I'm not the attorney general anymore of Pennsylvania. I'm the governor. Mm-hmm. But it does raise some serious questions.
So he knows it's totally legal, but Welker is up there saying, come on, let's arrest Musk. Come on, we can get him, right? The Harris campaign, like the Clinton campaign and the Biden campaign, will spend $1 billion this election cycle. And he's going to talk about $1 million from Elon Musk to individuals. Give me a break.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays on the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward. If we've got to set up a new operation, and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up. But I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, and ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at bands.video.
It's only fair that I give you a warning here. You're about to go into the ultimate cringe zone. We are now entering the cringe zone of the Harris Walz campaign. My goodness. So I don't want you to come into this without fair warning. Major cringe upcoming. Tell you what, we'll start with some of the people campaigning, and then we'll go to Walz, and then we'll go to Harris. We've got them all here. We'll start with this. Oh, my gosh. If you're a Green Bay Packer fan listening to this, you know, you had a good weekend. But now the Harris Walz campaign is trying to steal your chant. This one's really going to rub you the wrong way. So here's at a Kamala Harris rally in Wisconsin. They're taking the Green Bay Packers chant and doing this with it. This is so bad. Clip 27.
Say it with me if you know it. I'm going to sing it. Bum, bum, ba, na, na. Hey, that's really good.
God, it hurts.
Okay.
I'm in pain.
Something different.
I'm hurting.
That's three syllables, right? I've got another word for three syllables. It's Kamala La. You want to try it? All right, let's go. Bum, bum, banana. Come on, la. Yes!
Guys, is that the worst yet? The crew says we should roll it again. That's like torture. You're asking me to torture my audience?
Hey, that's really good.
Oh. Go ahead, fine. Knife in your ears.
That's three syllables, right?
Knife in your ears.
Syllables. It's ka, ma, la. You want to try it? All right, let's go. Bum, bum, banana. Ka, ma, la.
We have to know what's at stake. That's what my crew said. They have to know what's at stake. Knives into your eyes and your ears. Oh my God. Oh. I have the solution. I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it again. Plastic politics for liberals. Just give them a little tight set. Give them a fake DC. Give them a little, you know, plastic DC podium. And they can pretend like they're doing politics. And they can do their little chants. And they can do their little things. And they can talk about killing babies and everything else. These people should not be anywhere near power. They are clowns. This is, I mean. Oh, my gosh. Well. Okay. Okay. Now they're telling you we need to get Kamala Harris in office so we can make the entire country like Detroit. Okay. And it's Lizzo in clip 22.
I'm so proud to be from this city. You know, they say if Kamala wins, then the whole country will be like Detroit.
Who says that?
Okay.
You ever heard that? Who said that?
Proud like Detroit. Resilient like Detroit.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even see that. If you're watching that, did you guys see what was on the signs behind her? This is even worse. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. These are not serious people. You know, I have to tell you, too, this whole thing where they, you know, I'm sick of these fake Christians. And I don't stand up here and I'm not, you know, I don't stand on my Christianity or anything like that. This show is for everybody. But fake Christians are really just the worst. So she goes up there with her big cross on her necklace. Give me a break. Give me a break. Kamala Harris went to a church today, a black church, of course. And I'm just like, what? Again, I'm sorry. What Democrat values are Christian? This is the same Kamala Harris. This is the same Kamala Harris that just said, you love Jesus, you're at the wrong rally. I don't know. It's that's on the back. It says it's about damn time. And it's just the whole thing. Is just. I can't even believe this. OK. All right. Let's just move on. Let's just go ahead. Let's just move on then. This was so bad. Those two gay guys that they have campaigning for the Democrats on social media, Harry Sisson, Chris Mower, they're now going to college campuses and doing a live stream talking to people about how great Kamala is, and their streams are getting cut because the college students show up. I guess they're like frat bros or something. It's kind of like, remember when Shia LaBeouf was doing the He Will Not Divide Us thing and he kept getting trolled, so eventually like he cut it. They kept trying to raise these flags and the people would ID the flags and take over the streams. It's kind of like that. So now these two Democrat Party operatives are getting trolled in live time. And so watch this. As the frat guys start trolling the Democrat propaganda, they have to cut the live feed. So now this is happening every time they go live. Clip 26.
Infrastructure bill, $1.3 trillion, largest bill for infrastructure since Eisenhower. Or the PACT Act, a huge expansion of veterans' health care. That's 1.2.
And then they cut the fee. So the college frat bros are taking over their streams, and then they cut the fees. That's good. That's really good. All right, what else do we have here? Is it time for Walls? I think it's time for Walls now. All right. So they're still campaigning. What's that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Coach Walls, guys. He's going to tell you about the X's and O's and the tampons and the buttholes. And so they're still campaigning against Project 2025, which Trump has disavowed and has nothing to do with, but okay. So he's campaigning against Project 2025, just another straw man Democrat Party campaign. And he just released this campaign ad in Clip 10.
Hey, everybody. Coach Walls here. Our base defense was a 44. But here's the thing. You draw up this game plan.
He's in a locker room here.
Donald Trump is no different than that.
Actually, it's a fake locker room. It's not even real. They just brought out a locker. They just rolled a locker into a warehouse.
There's several big pieces of this that are going to impact you. An abortion ban. Taking away your right to make decisions.
So it's not true. It's up to the states now, so that's a lie.
They are going to threaten IVF and infertility treatment.
Also a lie, both Vance and campaign. Vance and Trump said no on the campaign that they wouldn't do that.
Raising costs for you.
Raising costs? Okay, cost of living is up under Kamala Harris and Biden, not Trump.
Billionaires.
Yep, okay, we're cutting taxes for everybody. Okay, yep.
They want to get rid of overtime protection.
That's just an outright lie.
Of course, the last one on here. Unchecked power. Put folks in the Pentagon that are loyal to them. Medicine and disease.
You start these are the guys that forced vaccines on you, mandated vaccines. These are the guys arresting their political opposition.
Undermining programs like Head Start. That's their goal. Putting in people who put Donald Trump above the Constitution.
Oh,
my gosh. That's the game plan. Donald Trump wants you to think that this is going to be good for you, Project 2025. In
Again,
football
it's not
terms,
Trump. He's disavowed
they
it.
They want you to think that this player right here, the quarterback, is going to hand the
Don't
ball
touch me there, coach.
To the running back coming around
coach,
this
why
way.
Coach, why are you showering with us, coach?
Looks like this. This guy flips
coach,
the ball
I don't want
here,
a tampon.
And they run around this way.
I don't want
this
a tampon, coach.
And I will call that Donald Trump. He always cuts taxes with a billionaire.
All right, get him
he
up.
Never
That's enough of that. I can't do that. How about Tim Walz talking about how his mother is struggling? And I'll tell you the backlash, but here he is first doing it on the campaign trail, clip 29.
You know what? When my mom looks for that Social Security deposit to be made in her bank account, that's how she's going to feed herself. That's how she's going to get things done. He doesn't give a damn if his Social Security check comes or not. So let's be very clear. If any of our relatives or anyone gives us this, if they tell us, well, Donald Trump's understand us, that's bullshit.
So Tim Walz claiming his mother lives Social Security check after Social Security check. That's what he just claimed. Tim Walz is reportedly worth over $1 million. Timmy! You're reportedly worth over $1 million, and your mother is living Social Security check to Social Security check. Don't you think you could probably help her out? So it's this depiction of Tim Walz's poor mother, hunkered over, waiting for the Social Security check to come while her pantries are empty and her bank account's dry. And here's Walz worth $1 million campaigning on it, not helping his own mother out. So either he's lying about that situation or it's true and he's just basically a piece of crap. It doesn't really look good for him either way. Then he goes on The View. And they're ticked off at Elon Musk, and they're foaming at the mouth. And so here that is clip 34. Ooh. We got a technical issue on that one. Okay. So then let's go to Kamala Harris, shall we? Here she is yelling at her rally audience, which notice they don't talk about her crowd size anymore because it's so small, very small rallies. Here she is yelling, screaming at her audience in clip 32.
Should never again have the privilege of standing behind the seal of the President of the United States. Never again. again. Never again. Never again.
You know, the best karma for this group of radical psychotics would be Trump winning. Yeah, but there she is yelling, screaming on the campaign trail. All right, we do have walls on the view now. Go ahead.
And this, people keep trying to buy the election.
Yeah.
Billionaire Elon Musk has gone all in for you-know-who, and now he's giving out $1 million a day to people who sign his super PACs petition.
What?
Now, I thought that was against the law, but apparently
they've
found some new loop stuff that allowed this to go. I thought you couldn't do this. What's happening?
Well, I think that's what you do when you have no plan for the public, when you have no economic plan that's going to benefit the middle class, when you have no plan to protect reproductive rights, when you have no plan to address climate change and produce American energy, you go to these type of tactics. It's all about distraction.
There's a concept of a plan.
Yeah.
Aren't these tactics against the law, though? Aren't you?
Well, I'll let the lawyers decide, but it sure, look, I think...
Giving water away to voters and lying against the law.
Isn't this the same thing?
No, because they're signing a petition, so you're technically not misrepresenting everything. There's nothing that can stop people from signing the petition, getting the $1 million, and then voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Do that. Do that.
Make sure you're not putting yourself in a trick bag. Where they say, oh, by the way, you didn't read this little tiny print? Don't sign Jack until you know what you're signing and how it's going to affect you.
Yeah.
So now you have the Democrats at ABC trying to get Elon Musk arrested for this. And you have the Democrats at NBC trying to get Elon Musk arrested for this. And, of course, there's nothing illegal about it. They've obviously reviewed it with the lawyers. And if they could have arrested Elon, they would have done it by now. But again, it's just like, oh, now they care about all this money into politics? Okay, that's amazing. Now we care about having too much money into politics, says the Democrat Party that has spent $1 billion on their last three presidential campaigns. Now it's about money in politics. And by the way, who were the freaks and the psychotics that were telling you to take a injection, an experimental injection for a burger and fries? Who are the people that said, go take this experimental injection and enter the vaccine lottery? Fuck you, man. I'm so sick of these people. Excuse me. You can dump that out. I'm so sick of these phonies. And it's like, oh my gosh, I just want Trump to win so much so they can just sit here and just scream and whine and wallow in their own filth like the petulant children they are. It just disgusts me. It's just disgusting. These people are disgusting. When are they going to get their karma? I'm sick of the innocent American people suffering in this country with jerks and a-holes and phonies like that stooping on top of us, squatting on top of us, and crapping in our faces. I'm sick of it, man. And then you get billionaires that actually care about people like Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and they're the bad guys. And, oh, Kamala cares so much about you. She did a rally in North Carolina, and she talked for less than 7 minutes. She got on the stage, talked for 5 minutes, and got off the stage. Here's a clip in 23.
So we can make a difference because the power is with the people.
Gym. Can't even fill a high school gym. So they showed up to listen to Lizzo, and then she talked for 5 minutes. High school gym. Can't even fill it up. Now, we've seen this. We've been covering this angle. The Democrat campaigns, and they're paying their propaganda agents. They're saying, oh, guys, if you want to get laid, you got to vote for Kamala Harris. Women won't like you. Women won't date you. Women won't have sex with you unless you vote for Kamala Harris. Now they're going official with a campaign ad. Now, for some context, there's, I guess it's like an online dating show. I don't know what it's called, but I've seen these clips where it's a bunch of women in a room and they have a balloon. And it's like a question and answer session. And the women will pop their balloon if they're no longer interested in you. And I think they do it for men, they do it for women, but that's the game is you have a balloon. If you pop the balloon, you're no longer interested in the would-be boyfriend or girlfriend, what have you. And so now the Harris campaign is using this as a campaign ad, continuing with their, hey, vote for Harris if you want to have sex, which is just, it's just all so phony. But here's that in clip 21.
Hello, ladies. I'm Trey. It's good to be here.
Hey, Trey.
Hey, hey.
So, what do you do and how much do you make?
I work in finance, making six figures.
How tall are you?
6'5".
Okay. Do you work out?
I like to stay active, yeah.
Do you have a plan to vote?
I didn't plan on it.
My God. All right. Okay. Let's see how it's all working, shall we? MSNBC asks a panel, who's voting for Kamala Harris? Clip 19.
Who's voting for Kamala Harris here?
No.
Absolutely no.
No. Not possible.
There's nothing she can do or say for us to change our minds.
Ouch. Ouch. That's a zero. Well, I guess those people don't want to get laid. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what's going on there, huh? What an absolute joke. Okay, we've made it. Oh, wait, no, we have a little more cringe for you. Just one little more total cringe here. Kamala Harris lying. She posted this on her X account, or whoever runs it. Last night, a voter asked Donald Trump about January 6th. They can't get over it. A tragic day of violence where 140 law enforcement officers were injured and some were killed. Not true at all. Not a single officer was killed that day. Just a blatant lie. And then she says the American people are exhausted with his gaslighting. So she gaslights you. She lies about January 6th. By the way, what about all the BLM Antifa violence where dozens of people were killed in those riots? Hundreds, if not thousands, hospitalized, including police officers. They don't care about that, though. When they do it, it's justified. See how that works? And then the reason I can never get over January 6th, there's been one conservative or Republican event ever that got violent. One. And that's January 6th. The only one of all time. You can find dozens of instances since 2010... Dozens of instances where leftist events got violent. Dozens. Dozens. So that's what you have going on there. I'm just so sick of these liars. I'm just so sick of these corrupt bastards. They need to get some karma. They need to see some justice. We just got to get this country back on track, and I just hope we can do it. I just hope we can do it in 2 weeks. Otherwise, these psychotics, these pathological liars, are going to drag us into the depths that we can't even imagine, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We got some other news coming up. I'm also going to open up the phone lines in the third hour. We've got through all the video clips. We've got through the most of the news. So phone lines coming up. First, ladies and gentlemen, big announcement from Alex Jones right here happening at thealexjonesstore.com.
Why don't we stop pushing pills on people and start pushing the red pill on people? Because the red pill is the only drug that can cure this mental illness, that can cure things like gender dysphoria, that can cure things like depression, that can cure things like involuntary celibacy, that can cure things like racism, that can cure things like World War III itself. The cure to all diseases, all illnesses, is the red pill. And the best place to get your endless supply of the red pill is band.video, is Infowars.com/show, is following at Real Alex Jones on Infowars, is going to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP and signing up for $30 a month to get $40 a month. Hell, it's not even an expense. It's an investment, practically. You buy one shirt a month, you keep us on the air. If we had 20,000 people sign up for the alexjonesstore.com/VIP for the Alex Jones VIP Club. We had 20,000 people sign up for that VIP Club. Alex Jones would always be on the air, even if he had to refer to himself legally as the broadcaster formerly known as Alex Jones. There's a reason Prince didn't stop making records after his identity was stolen from him. It's because he was so good and he had such a loyal following and fan base that they couldn't shut him down. They couldn't silence him. They couldn't own him because he had enough support. We need you, just like you need us, just like you need the truth. The truth needs you. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com/VIP. If you buy anything or sign up for anything, do that because it is going to be forever.
So again, sign up at the Alex JonesStore.com. All right, third hour, we're going to take a bunch of phone calls. We'll hit some of this other news as well. Let me go ahead and give out the phone number now so we can start loading up the lines and be ready to go when we start the third hour. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And anything we have discussed today is fair game. Now, let me just say this as we close out the second hour and then start taking your calls in the third hour, and I got an interesting clip we're going to go to at the beginning of the hour. I have people sending me all the polls, and Trump is winning in national polls now, and he's leading in all the swing states by far. So, again, I'm not a big polling guy, but there's a reason why I'm reporting this, because it kind of ties into the theme of the show. People are going to watch like they weren't in 2020. They just weren't. And then if you said the election was stolen, they just said you're a conspiracy theorist. People are going to watch, and they're going to see how Trump is more popular than ever. They're not going to know anybody that really supports Kamala Harris. And they're going to see Trump is dominating in all these polls. And then they're going to watch the Democrats steal it. That's what we're going to witness. So that's where we're at. And so I get it. All these people are sending me the polls and they're like, look, this is so great. Oh, look, Trump's going to win. Look, we're going to be back. Look at everything's so great. Everything's so dandy. Sure, Trump is going to win those states until they steal it. And then all those people that called you conspiracy theorist, they're going to be the conspiracy theorists, but it's going to be so obvious. It's going to be so overwhelming. That's the trajectory we're on right now, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe it needs to happen. But that's where we're headed, folks. So keep sending me the polls. Keep believing Trump is going to win because you think we have free and fair elections in this country. And get ready for the ultimate wake-up call.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
Speaking of a conspiracy theory, now I'm not trying to go back onto the Obama birtherism and birth certificate and all that stuff, but this thing has caught fire on social media because a creative designer, a digital creative designer, went to debunk the birth certificate claim. And when he downloaded the birth certificate, he found something incredible. And then all the people that watched his video tried the same thing and said it's all true. So I don't know what's going on. Question everything. I don't trust the establishment. I don't trust the government. Neither should you. Remember, people already did the investigations and said it looks like a fake birth certificate. Now, independent people are going out and discovering this.
Shook right now. Because I just saw some video online that said Obama's birth certificate is fake. And it's on the whitehouse.gov. Apparently you can download it. And so I did. I'm a professional designer, guys. I'm a professional designer. If you look behind me, look 3D printers and, like, wave format printers, all this stuff. Okay, like, I do this all the time. Like, I've done photo editings. This is insane. I am, like, shook at the intensity. I got to show you this. So, here we go. We're on... I just typed in Obama certificate. Here, I'll just type it in, enter. Here you go. Obama certificate. Long form PDF. This says the White House or the Obama White House archives.gov. This is the official .gov website. Okay? This is Obama's birth certificate, supposedly. But what I'm about to show you is going to blow your mind. Like, it. I'm downloading it right now. We're downloading it. Let's bring it up in the files. You know, I've done this a few times now at this point because I'm like, I can't even believe this is real. So, and let's open this up in Illustrator, okay? In Illustrator. And I'm like thinking, okay, well, that's, you know, it could be legit, except for, wait a second, there's bounding boxes on here. So you can delete the bounding boxes and in Illustrator, and if you delete them, you can move the entire background document off of the page. And you can literally separate it, and you can see that this is the original document with the original text on it. That this has been completely photo edited, and they put this ghosting effect on here. And this is like, I can't even believe this. And even the background's been edited because this pattern just repeats like it was on the page, but it like curls around. I don't know what that's about. That's weird. But all of this is separated. These are separate window boxes. This is from the White House's website. Look, I literally just downloaded this. And look, it's like crazier than that. Look, the entire document has separation components. Like, their date stamps are two tonal different colors. Like, they can be moved separate. Like, I'm just blown away. I'm blown away at how terrible of a Photoshop job this is. There is, like, some artifacting things here, it looks like. This is literally, look, some weird artifacting thing to try to make it look more legit or something. I don't know. I mean, this is insane. Like, this document is clearly a faked document. How come nobody has bothered to look at this document and say, hey, that might not be legit? How come, seriously, no designer with any experience looked at this and go, yeah, that looks a little funny. You see this glow around the text? That's clearly photo editing. Like, I'm just blown away right now. Like, this is insane. And then, not only that, like, I'm really good at this. Let's just put it that way. Like, and then let's open this in Photoshop in this thing. Now, edit PDF. They've literally, I noticed that PDF can even detect the background, even in the PDF viewer, can detect that it's separate and different. So you guys can, like, do this yourself. You don't even need to have Illustrator. It knows that the background layers have been edited and modified. And you can come in here and even type. Look, you can type up new names. Like, type whatever you want. You can change this.
So
this is like
there
an
you
animal.
Go.
Like,
just, you know, just a little something extra for you to chew on there. But that's just people that aren't even political that just went in there to debunk it. Found something else entirely. How's that for a wow factor? I'm sure it's all fine. Sure, it's all totally normal.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Okay, third hour of the InfoWars War Room. We are talking election. We are in the election. 2 weeks till the actual election day, but we're in the election right now. And so we read some of the early results from mail-in voting, early voting. We showed you some of the stories, some of the discrepancies going on as well. And really, I want to stay on this now. I want to stay on this now, and I want to get, really, from now till the election day, your thoughts, your opinions as this election is already developing. We're already in the election right now. So just keeping our finger to the pulse here, we're going to be hearing from the audience a lot in these next 2 weeks. And let me just say this to follow up on what I said to conclude the second hour. I'm not telling you not to vote. Absolutely, you should vote. Absolutely. In fact, I would maintain that if you're listening to this, it's your duty to go vote for Donald Trump. So this isn't me trying to put you into a political coma. This isn't me trying to black pill you or doomer pill you or tell you it's worthless to vote. No, I'm not going to go back and explain why I think it's important to vote, but absolutely you should still get out and vote. And I'm not saying it's hopeless, but this is political play-by-play, and that's where I see things going right now. That's the trajectory that I see this election going in right now. Now, in the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a lot of developments and a lot of twists and turns. But that's just the way I see it. Now, phone lines are loaded up here, so let's start going to the callers. Where should we begin? Let's go to Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Owen. Hey, regarding your the video of the lovely young lady, Trump supporter, streaking across the Steelers game, you wondered what the security guy was thinking, and I did some lip reading, and I figured it out. He says, best job ever.
Yeah, normally, I don't know, you don't see too many, actually, it's the famous, I don't remember her name, there was a famous lady streaker from like the 80s, and she had the same deal, the big, the big fake breasts. And she would run onto the game and give the players the kiss. And security was a lot different there. We didn't live in this, big brother, everybody's assumed to be a criminal type of society. And maybe that's for good reason. But the point is, people would run on the field, or you'd even have times where just a bunch of fans would run on the field. But this lady, this blonde lady, used to run on the field in the 80s. And she'd run up to the players and, give them a kiss on the cheek. And then security would come escort her off. And she was famous for that. It kind of reminisced from that a little bit. But nowadays, you run on the field, you can face serious charges. You're getting tackled. You might leave with a concussion. So that's kind of how they're trained. But, they probably saw the situation there and thought, okay, how are we going to handle this deal?
That was what really got me into watching football in the first place. I wanted to call because check this out. The military exercise that was planned on 9/11 and the Event 201 pandemic exercise that happened in October of 2019. Well, this year, the good old government is having, they're running a large-scale cybersecurity exercise on Election Day. This is Homeland Security and all the other agencies. They're going to have this exercise, I guess, where a cyber attack happens, and then for 2 days after, they're going to discuss it, which is interesting. And then along those same lines, a movie came out 2 months ago called War Games, and this is like the precursor to Civil War, and it details how, you know, election results come in and nobody believes it, and a big old hassle happens. So I wanted to toss that out to you.
What? How can I find out about this cybersecurity drill on Election Day? Okay, the crew already has it. Oh, there it is. 2024 Homeland Security Critical Infrastructure Conference. It's a conference with large-scale cybersecurity exercise on November 5th, 2024. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
So you called it. You said this election is going to come down to the courts and probably the Supreme Court. You've been saying that for weeks.
Well, this is incredible. Guys, pull that back up. And then they showed the new War Game movie that just came out. You were talking about it, too. I hadn't seen that either. So, unbelievable. AFCEA Atlanta Homeland Security Conference on Critical Infrastructure, November 6th through 7th, 2024, with a large-scale cybersecurity exercise on November 5th, 2024. And I'm sure it's just a coincidence that it lands on Election Day. I'm sure. And it's in Atlanta? This is in the city that they're going to steal the entire election in?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow.
So, there we go. So we've got stuff to look up to. And, you know, you guys are pulling in all the crazy vote switching, and I'm seeing people working at the election places saying, oh, it's switching. So, get
in North Carolina, are you hearing that in North Carolina?
I'm not hearing that so much here. We just started early voting, I think, 2 days ago, maybe. I don't know. I've been out of it. I blew out my Achilles on last Friday, so I've been dealing with that.
And still puts in the effort to tune in and call. Wow, you're a hero.
Hey, you guys are, you're the man.
All right, well, I appreciate that call. And look, that's why I said, because I'm sitting here and I'm covering all this election news, or I'm just getting ready, and I'm listening to other talk shows and just all the other news aggregation I do, and because some people like callers, other people don't like calls, and I get it both ways, but I'm sitting here thinking to myself, getting that information, getting information from the people is going to be a key element leading up to this election. And I said I made that conscious decision this weekend, approaching with 2 weeks left of the election, approaching this show, boom, paid off caller number one. So, I mean, if that's not God telling me, yeah, you're pointed in the right direction here, I mean, there it is. Guys, why don't you just print me that document? And if you want to highlight all that stuff, too, we can just read all that on air, because they're putting a bunch of stuff on the screen dealing with this. But it's exactly what you're thinking. It's exactly it was reported. It's in Atlanta on Election Day, cybersecurity exercise, Homeland Security. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. I mean, come on. Come on. So we'll hone in on this. We'll get that document printed. We'll hone in on it. We'll highlight some of the more important parts and, you know, put out a report. There you go. So, caller intel pays off one for one. My instinct saying Georgia's now up for grabs. That's going to steal the election. I mean, this is the show, folks. This is your election headquarters. This is why you're tuned in. Let's take the next call. Unbelievable stuff. Let's take the next call. Let's go to William in Arkansas. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I think they're going to steal the election, and I don't think that there is enough organization, networking by the people to defeat and do what's necessary.
All right. Hold on. I'm sorry. This is getting even more ridiculous. The movie War Game that just came out. No, guys, put the cast back up. I'm in the Twilight Zone. I'm in the Twilight Zone. Alexander Vindman is in the movie. Heidi Heitkamp is in the movie. Doug Jones is in the movie. These are all political players. This is ridiculous. Bill Kristol? I mean, come on. It's literally Democrat operatives. It's literally Democrat deep state operatives in the film. I'm sorry. This is just, we're at ludicrous level here, folks. We are just at ludicrous level. I'm sorry, William. Just start over. Go ahead.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. And the ludicrous level is why they stand a
Wait a second.
Chance.
Hold on. Was that Peter Stroke? That was Peter Stroke. That's Peter Stroke. Peter Stroke is in the movie. Hey, I pray to God. God's in control. We could pull off a miracle. We can still save this country. Trump might win this election. But, I mean, folks, get ready. I mean, this is going to be a total awakening. Look, they can't win. They can't win. They might steal the election. I don't know what happens after that, okay? But no one's going to believe it. I mean, this is ridiculous. Running cybersecurity drills in Atlanta on the day. They come out with a movie that has Vindman and Peter Stroke in it called War Games. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, I'm not even mad anymore. I'm like glad. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Just do it. Just call the election tomorrow. Just give it to Kamala. Why even vote? Just show the American people. Just let the American people know. I have a finite audience here. We have a finite audience at InfoWars. There's even a finite audience that pays attention to Donald Trump and politics at all. So let's just go ahead. Just do it. Just let them out. Just let the people of the country know we don't have elections. We don't have a legitimate government. We don't have a legitimate media. Everything's stolen. Everything's fake. They're stealing your future. They're stealing your money. They're destroying your everything. Just go ahead. Just go and have Peter Stroke on the movie doing it, and have the Homeland Security run the cyber exercise to steal. I mean, just do it all. Please. Now I want to see it. Go ahead. Go ahead. You criminals have done everything to destroy us. You criminals have done everything to try to kill us. You criminals are doing everything to sabotage this country and our future. So just go ahead. Just go for it. I have faith in God, and I have faith in the American people. So go ahead, you devil worshipers. Go ahead, you demons. Go ahead, you occupied demon sellout souls. Go ahead, you aliens from another dimension. You aliens from another planet. You lizard people. Whatever the hell you are, go ahead. I'm ready. I'm ready. All right. Bill in Arkansas, go ahead.
Hey, how can you take a guy named Peter Stroke very seriously? I changed my name. So same thing with Cream Jeans Pierre. I mean, come on, you know?
No, it's Peter Stroke. He wants you to know what he's into.
I guess so. And we're going to get what we deserve, man. You got me cracking up. It's been an honor to listen to you laugh live on the air. God bless you,
Well,
buddy.
That's what it is, William, and thank you so much. And that's what it is, folks. We do get what we deserve. I'm not in charge of universal karma, okay? I'm not the divine creator of this universe. I'm just glad to be in it. I'm just glad to be conscious. I'm just glad I get to experience this life. I'm just glad I get the connection with God. So, yeah, there's going to be times where you're humble. There's going to be times where you fall. There's going to be times where you're lifted up. But see, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to be connected to these baby murderers. I'm not going to be connected to these sellouts. I'm not going to be connected to these liars. But you understand, you know, there could be a situation where our fate is their fate. But look, the truth is we haven't reached critical mass of the awakening. So I don't know. If they take this deal, if they steal this thing, more obvious than a kid walking out of a candy store with bulging pockets and candy bars and, you know, falling out. I mean, because that's what it's going to be. Or they'll run a cybersecurity attack or whatever the hell it is. Or they'll put Peter Stroke and Vindman on a movie and telling you it's all great and how conservatives are the enemy. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. You've just completely gone insane. Okay? Our political establishment, our media establishment, they've just gone completely insane. They are a broken people. Their souls are possessed and poisoned, and they're trying to drag us into the depths of hell. I'm not going. I'm not going with you. So do what you got to do. Run your big theft. Try to collapse the country. Try to steal all the wealth. You know, try to start World War III. Whatever it is, do what you got to do. Just go for it. Just go for it. You got 2 weeks, okay? So go ahead. Go for it. Go for it. You will lose. You will lose. You're done. You know it. You're in your final stages. You're in your final fits of rage. You're trying to steal everything before the house collapses. You're done. So just you've completely lost your minds. You're having total panic attacks. You're having psychotic breaks. Just go for it. Just go for it. Let's take another call. Will in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, enjoying the vitamin mineral fusion and waiting for my T-shirts. I can't wait. Anyway, too many anomalies in red states, period. You know about the vaccine batch and lot numbers abnormally affecting red states. We had Maui, Texas, and Wyoming wildfires destroying small businesses in conservative states. And we just saw Tina Peters take a political scolding from an activist judge in Colorado for simply doing her job, protecting our vote, getting 9 years as a gold star mom. Now we got more ballots than voters in battleground states, and votes always flipping to one side. Why is it that the election fraud evidence always, always, always favors one party?
Well, look, I've said the same thing, and every once in a while you might get a call wrong where a guy running downfield, it doesn't look like he fumbled it. Then you get a different angle and it's like, oh, you know, he did fumble it, or oh, he did step out of bounds. Well, I think they're going to mess with these voting machines where it is going to flip things for Trump, because that's what we're hearing in Tennessee now. So I've had callers suggest that and I've disagreed. Well, now I think they could be onto something. I think you could just see total chaos on election day. I mean, like ballots flipping, you know, who knows? I think it's just going to be total chaos, and they're just going to say, oh, you know, we don't know what's going on. Oh, my gosh. And it's just going to be like fog of war type thing. And then they'll just say, oh, and then the dust will settle, and they'll say, oh, Harris wins. Oh, my gosh. And it'll just be, there's nothing you can do. So so I think it's going to go both ways. No, historically, you're right. Historically, it's always, these things have always favored the Democrats. But, you know, it's been so obvious now. I think that maybe now that's the new game plan, is just send it into just total chaos, just complete chaos, just, you know. And then it's just like, oh, my gosh, we don't know what's going on. And then there's all this fog of war. And then it's just, oh, okay, the dust settles maybe a week or two later or something. It's, oh, Harris wins. Wow. 500 million votes.
If they were serious at all about ending the so-called, quote, election deniers, end quote, we would simply go back. There's a simple way to solve it. One-day voting, paper ballots with voter ID. That's it.
It's that simple. Are you an election expert? My goodness, how did you think of that?
I've been watching you.
Are you some kind of a genius? Wow. Who could have figured that out? One it's election day, one voter, one paper ballot. Wow, one voter ID. Amazing. That's genius
problem
stuff.
Problem solved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe somebody will figure that out. Well, look, you mentioned Tina Peters suffering a political prisoner. You've got, I mean, there's so many cases. Bannon will be getting out of jail soon, by the way. Steve Bannon will be out soon. But you got so many political prisoners right now. It's about to be Daniel Penny is going to be the latest. His trial is beginning now. You know, the guy that stood up for the innocent on the train where probably a drug-addicted psychotic was harassing people. But Penny's white and the drug-addicted psychotic was black, so you know how that goes. The guy had a history of harassing people on the subway. Daniel Penny's lawyers will try to put jurors in that train car and ask, what would you do? Well, that's probably a bad strategy because they would probably do nothing. And so, but that's the thing. You say, well, where are all the good men? Well, the good men are also pragmatic men. The good men are also smart men. So now you don't step up and do the right thing. Now you have to sit by and watch criminals commit crimes and watch bad things happen, or you're going to jail. And everybody knows it. And the message is loud and clear. So what are they going to do to Penny now? Life? And there's all kinds of these examples. This one lady is getting singled out, but so this was from this weekend, and this lady says, this man on the subway was repeatedly harassing a woman, being disgusting, invading her space, etc. Tell me why me and the other women around tried to intervene and tell him off, but all the young fit guys around just stood silent and looked at the ground. Well, golly gee, I wonder why. Now, why is she getting picked on? Well, because last year she posted this. I would like to add that it feels hollow and selfish at best and nefarious and exploitive at worst to only be bringing up violence against women at the expense of another marginalized group, especially following the murder of Jordan Neely. It's propagandistic. So the very woman that was against Daniel Penny is now on the subway being harassed, saying, where is Daniel Penny to save me? So look, I mean, you're going to get the world you want, liberals. One way or the other. You're going to get the world you want. And the irony of this, if you do steal and destroy this country, you're going to get the world you want. And the Daniel Pennies of the world are going to be gone. They'll either have moved out, they won't be going out in public, or you'll have put them in jail. And you'll be sitting there saying, where are all the good men? Where are all the good people? Where are the people that will help me? Where are the people that care? Where are the people that have integrity? Where are the people that have ethics? And you'll be sitting there scratching your head. You got rid of all of them. You called them racist. You called them homophobes. And everything else in the book. And so they're gone. They're gone. So you're going to get the world that you want. And you're going to sit there wallowing in your own filth, in your violent, crime-infested, homeless, poverty cities, and you're going to say, what the hell happened here? You're going to get what you want. Enjoy it.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood, the iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate CMOS exclusively discounted at the alexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the alexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, and ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
By the way, you know, we talk about all the political prisoners. Carbon Mike, who is on the show, who's spending a bunch of time in prison as well, Second Amendment right being infringed upon. He had an update. Somebody updated on his X account. Some weeks ago, CBS sent a news crew up here to interview me about my ongoing Second Amendment case. It looks like the segment is going to air tonight, Monday, October 21st, on their 11 p.m. Eastern broadcast. I've also heard the extended version will be on their streaming platform. So Carbon Mike going to be talking about a Second Amendment case, a man who went to prison fighting for our Second Amendment rights. Now, let's talk about what's happening in Atlanta on Election Day. The one city, the one county, Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County, that could determine the fate of the 2024 presidential election. And it just so happens there is a Homeland Security Critical Infrastructure Conference and drill happening in Atlanta, Georgia, in Fulton County, on the day of the election. 2024 Homeland Security Critical Infrastructure Conference, AFCEA Atlanta, AFCEA Atlanta. Homeland Security Conference on Critical Infrastructure, happening November 6th and 7th, 2024, with a large-scale cybersecurity exercise on November 5th, 2024. That is Election Day. Here's some information on the event. 2024 Homeland Security Conference, Atlanta Convention Center. The AFCEA Atlanta chapter presents the next Homeland Security Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. In addition to a technical program of unsurpassed scope and quality, AFCEA provides the central meeting place for government, academia, and industry working in all disciplines in industry, service, government, military, and academic sectors. Today's infrastructure is connected to many other infrastructure assets, systems, and networks for normal day-to-day operations. These connections may be geographically limited or dispersed over great distances. The many points of infrastructure connections and their geographic distribution can make the infrastructure environment much more complex. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security works to strengthen critical infrastructure security and resilience by generating greater understanding and actions across the partnership landscape. Oh, yeah, the Department of Homeland Security with a wide-open border that won't even fortify our power grid. Okay. This is achieved by working with private and public infrastructure stakeholders to resolve infrastructure security and resilience knowledge gaps, inform infrastructure risk management decisions, identify resilience building opportunities and strategies, and improve information sharing among stakeholders through a collaborative partnership approach. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency leads the effort to enhance the resilience of the nation's physical and cyber infrastructure by bringing resources to your fingertips. Only working together can we defend against today's threats and collaborate to build secure and resilient infrastructure for the future. Now, very above board, I'm sure. And they want you to know that one of their mission statements of the nonprofit is diversity and inclusion. Diversity and inclusion. So I'm sure it's just a coincidence that there is going to be a, quote, large-scale cybersecurity exercise on Election Day in Atlanta with the Department of Homeland Security and with the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Nothing to be concerned about on Election Day. Totally normal. Not a coincidence. Everybody just relax. Amazing stuff. Absolutely incredible stuff. Wow. By the way, speaking of Georgia, voters in Georgia, Laura Loomer reporting this with the receipts, voters in Georgia are getting text messages telling them that early voting for the general election has already ended. A group called Step Up Savannah. Now remember, now this could just be a joke, it could be a mistake, whatever. But remember, there's a man who was sentenced to prison for sharing a meme joking about early voting and Hillary Clinton and Democrats, and he got prison time. So what do you deserve if you're this? Well, it depends on what your political affiliations are. If you're a liberal, Democrat, progressive, then you can do this. If you're a conservative Trump supporter, you go to prison. That's the country we live in. But you know that. You know that, don't you? By the way, here's more Democrats saying you better vote for Harris or you're never going to get laid. Matthew Iglesias. Young men should know that if you vote for Trump, you're basically never going to get laid. And then they share this poll put out by Axios. Share of young people who said their view of a date would change based on how they voted. Well, yeah, I guess young, it's true though. Young liberal women, probably if you're a conservative or you're a Trump voter, will probably not want to date you, but not all women are liberal. Mostly just the fat, ugly ones. But not all. Not all. But it's this whole idea, this whole new campaign pitch. Oh, men, you better vote for Harris or you're not going to have sex. Men, you better vote for Harris or women won't want to date you. You know, I'm not even going to get into this now. I'm actually going to do a broadcast probably on this later on my Rumble channel on X. But they love abortion. It's actually really sad, but these women love abortion. Most of them won't even have an abortion, but they love an abortion. They're going to vote because of abortion, even though it's not even on the ballot. Think about how brainwashing this all is. None of them are going to have abortion. Most of them are on birth control, and abortion isn't even on the ballot. It might be at some state levels, but it's not on the national ballot. It's not on the presidential ticket. And they're all voting for abortion. They're not even voting for Kamala. They're voting for abortion. It's so sad. It's such an example of brainwashing, and yet it works on these young women. Truly unbelievable. And they love it. We put up a video where I was asking college students, South Carolina, oh, and all the Kamala voters said, yeah, I'm voting because of abortion. Every single one. It's sad. But that's the state of things. All right, we're going to finish up the show with a couple more calls. But first, brand new Halloween t-shirts right now on the Alex Jones store.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut down InfoWars, but we're seeing a lot of support. And no matter what happens to InfoWars, we've got a lot of backers and sponsors that are going to make sure my broadcast stays on the air one way or another, and they're able to bring the crew along with us and have reporters and maybe even expand. But that is up to you. So we make it easy. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get great Patriot t-shirts, like this limited edition InfoWars shirt that is a fundraiser, and so many others. They also have a lot of special limited edition shirts that are only offered for a few weeks. I'm about to show you two of those right now. There are a whole bunch of new limited edition Halloween designs with a political message. I love this one. It's Trump, the little ghost, with the blonde hair. He's got his fist raised, fight, fight, fight. He's got the streak of blood on his ear. It's a great conversation piece. This shirt will only be available for a few weeks at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on the air. And so let me tell you, that's really scary to the New World Order. Now, if you think that last shirt scares the hell out of the Democrats, this one will really make them mad. Plus, it's worth a lot of laughs with conservatives, Christians, populists, and people that just hate tyranny. It says on the front, well, I was going to go this Halloween as a Democrat, but I couldn't fit my head all the way up my you-know-what. Again, this shirt and so many others available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Check out the ball caps. We've added some amazing supplements on the site, and every time you buy a product, you get entered 5 times in the raffle in the sweepstakes to win the incredible Dodge Prospector turbo diesel, most incredible truck out there, experts say, and $10,000 cash. That's $140,000+ value. And there's so much more happening. Be sure and check out thealexjonesstore.com. And regardless, it's going to help my broadcast stay on the air one way or another. So it's vital you go there now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Okay, we are going to finish up this show with a couple of calls. By the way, Nathan Wade, yes, the Fannie Willis lover, admitted now to multiple White House meetings during Trump-Georgia probe, transcript suggests. But I thought they denied it, even though it was actually on the White House logs. Isn't that funny? The truth always eventually comes out, even after the media lies. So first they lie, and then when nobody's following the story, then they tell the truth. Like they did with the jobs numbers, like they did with the FBI crime statistics. How do you feel about more of your money going to Ukraine? That's right. We all knew it was coming when Biden went to Germany. Pentagon chief in surprise visit to Ukraine announces new aid. Pentagon chief unveils $400 million in Ukraine aid during Kiev visit. So that's almost $1 billion in the last couple weeks. Isn't that nice? But you, the victims of Hurricane Helene, you can, just screw you, actually, is what they say to you. Big Trump hater Rosie O'Donnell Rosie O'Donnell's daughter faces child neglect and drug possession charges. Quote, sadly, this is not new for our family. Sounds like bad parenting. Sounds like bad parenting. All right. They'll lecture you on how to vote, though. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. Aaron in Chicago. Aaron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I haven't listened to you in weeks, if not months, and I just tuned in right when that caller called about the Atlanta Homeland Security Conference on Critical Infrastructure, November 6th and 7th, with a large-scale cybersecurity exercise on November 5th. And it's just divine intervention that I listened to you at that moment, because that is huge to me. And the fact that they have this war game movie that just came out, and it has to do with a role play exercise about a coup that happens in the wake of a contested 2024 presidential election. Now, my mind goes to that movie that came out a while back about the Ohio train collision, and the movie was called White Noise. So perhaps they filmed all of what we will see on November 5th and after during this movie that they filmed about the war game cybersecurity, exercise stolen election. So that was just what I had to give, but thank you so much for covering all that you do.
All right, Aaron, thank you for the call. Let's go to Alex in Ohio. Alex, you're on the air. Go ahead. All right. Hold on, Alex.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air now. Go ahead.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yep, we got you.
Oh, okay. So what I'm thinking is they're going to steal it. I have no doubt in my mind at this point. I mean, with the whole thing with the Pennsylvania and, like you said, the votes coming in and Georgia, all that stuff going on. The whole thing is what if people start thinking like, okay, we've been funding a illegitimate government for the last 4 years, in my opinion. So what if everybody just changes their W-4s and claims 1,000 dependents?
Well, I mean, look, there's all kinds of hypotheticals and people call in and then, I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
When you claim 1,000 dependents, you pay zero tax. You're no longer funding the federal government.
Yeah, and then the IRS comes after you, and so, yeah.
Well, I understand that, but are they going to arrest half the United States? Are you serious? With 84,000 agents? I don't know if they could do that or not.
So, look, the general thing you're asking me is, and you could apply this to 100 different practices, what if the American people finally united and stood up and stood tall and said, we're not taking place in this corrupt government. We're not funding this corrupt government. We're done. We're out. You're illegitimate. And so we're just out. And if that form was not paying taxes anymore, then yeah, okay, what are they going to do? So, again, you can answer the question for yourself. That is a hypothetical that I just do not see happening. And so maybe, because look, I get calls like this all the time. I get messages like this all the time. Everybody's got this plan and everybody's got this hypothetical, and I'm just a realist. So yeah, I'd love for that. I'd love Americans to say, okay, we're all united. We're not going to pay taxes. We can't even get united to vote for the obvious candidate of Donald Trump here. So, I mean, I get where you're going with it. It's just, it's a 1% hypothetical. And so I can't really spend much time on it, but thank you for the call. I think this next caller, we can kind of tie these two things together. So basically your question and then what Godzilla in Wisconsin wants to talk about here next. So Godzilla, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Yeah, first I wanted to mention the CMOS. Plug the CMOS if we have a second. That's okay.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but it was a big thing on Reddit and different forums about dreams and astral projection, that taking CMOS supplements heavily impacts your dream lucidity and stuff. which kind of makes sense because of the iodine. And then also, like, Wiccan people believe that hanging Spanish sea moss in your window blocks psychic attacks and astral projection into your dream from other people or into your life from other people. So I thought it was really weird that, you know, I've taken it for a while. It's a good product. But regarding the election, I agree with most people. Like, they're going to try to steal it because they've kind of refined it probably since Corona, and that they're up to the same tricks and kind of in their MO to cheat. And I think Trump's like, at this point, he kind of deserves to win, you know, because of everything that's happened, including like the assassination and, you know, the other assassination, the assassination of Ashley Babbitt by the government, which not a lot of people talk about J6. But I wanted to ask you what you think if Trump does get elected, what his term is going to be like and what you think is necessary after Trump, because we should start planning ahead.
Well, I'm going to tie this into the last caller and talk about, well, what's next after Trump, but more specifically if Trump loses. So I get these things, suggestions, questions all the time. Hey, we need to do this, it'll save the country. Or, hey, we need to do that, it'll save the country. And I'm not scolding the caller. It's just I try to deal with realities or hypotheticals that could actually happen. If we can't even come together on basic things like men shouldn't compete in women's sports or we got to elect Donald Trump, do you really think you're going to be able to get Americans to come together and stop paying taxes or have some plan where we register as independents? There's all these things that people suggest, and this is how we can save the country. And sure, maybe it would work if you could actually get 365 million people to do it. You can't, you won't, you never will. But here's what I'm saying about after Trump. It was obvious to me in 2020, after everything we saw leading up to that election and then Biden winning, that there was going to be a massive demonstration, a massive protest in Washington, D.C. I predicted it in November. The government even cited it. They listened to my show. And they even cited it in the sentencing document saying Schroyer said there would be a million people in D.C. in November of 2020, insinuating that that was me calling for it. No, I was predicting that, and I was proven to be right. That was easy to predict. What I'm saying is, if they steal this thing from Donald Trump, all bets are off. All bets are off. It's not going to be the hyper-political, hyper-informed people. It's not going to be the InfoWars audience, the Steve Bannon audience, the Tucker Carlson audience, whatever. It's going to be the average American. It's going to be 90%, 100% of Trump voters, which is probably on path to be at least 80 million right now. No one's going to believe that he lost. All bets are off. I don't know what happens at that point. And you always hear about, well, you know, what happens when the government loses faith, loses trust, loses legitimacy? I mean, maybe you start to look at that if they pull this deal off. But I think things are about to get so insane. I mean, I would just say this. What they're weighing is the exact same thing that I'm talking about. I mean, I'm not even sitting up here acting like I'm some sort of big genius. But, I mean, this is the top level intellectual, philosophical, political conversations that are happening right now. If we don't let Trump back in the White House, what is the backlash from the American people? What will it be? And can we still maintain our course with that unknown factor, with that risk? Or do we have to give them Trump, let Trump back into the White House, still kind of run our things behind the scenes and try to sabotage Trump while he's president, but at least give the people Trump, because the potential for the unknowns or uprisings or whatever is just too great for them to risk. And so they have to keep the American people kind of at least in the lane a little bit. And then they just hope that Trump doesn't completely overturn the table and goes like the first 4 years and just kind of plays ball and keeps things for the most part normal, but lets the American people get some air so they can breathe and afford groceries and energy bills and, you know, buy a house or buy a car. That is the conversation behind the scenes, guarantee to you, with the top political elite in the Democrat Party. But beyond that, we're talking about the deep state, the real intelligence agencies, the corporate world government schemers. That's the conversation that they're having right there. So then you say, well, what happens if all these people stop paying taxes? Well, I don't know. Maybe then that's the result. I don't know. It was easy to predict there would be a million people in D.C. after the 2020 steal. I don't know. I don't know what happens now. I really don't. It's bigger than us. You know, it's kind of like when people would say, well, gee, why are you still supporting Trump? He pushed the vaccines. He did this. He did that. Well, I still support Trump no matter what. I'm not a purist. It's a pragmatic decision. But see, the reason people make this or ask these questions is because in 2016, it was InfoWars. It was the InfoWars audience. It got Trump through the RNC and then on to the Republican ticket eventually to win. Well, Trump's bigger now. It doesn't matter. I could pull all my support from Trump. I could tell all my audience not to vote for Trump. It wouldn't make a difference. Trump has already done it. He's already gotten across the finish line. He's already his own man. He's already got his track record. You know, maybe InfoWars not supporting Trump would have changed 2016. Now it won't matter. Now it doesn't matter. Trump's already got the support. It doesn't matter. So it's kind of like the same thing. Yeah, it was easy to predict 2020. Now 2024, I don't know. It's bigger. It's bigger now. It's beyond it now. It's 80, 90 million Americans that are about to vote for Donald Trump. It's you can't go out without seeing a Trump hat. It's you can't find a Harris Wall supporter. It's Trump's winning in all the polls. So it's and there's no COVID where they can just hide Kamala in the basement and say, oh, well, you know, he doesn't have anybody at the rally. Kamala doesn't have anybody at the rallies because of COVID. No, Kamala doesn't have anybody at the rallies because she doesn't have any support. Trump still gets 20,000, 30,000 people at a rally. So I don't know. It is an unknown to me. And I can look around all the different corners. But see, that's the big debate. The big debate on the top intel committees, top corporate global boards, all the shadow government, secret government is, do we have to give the people Trump because it's too much of an unknown if we don't? Or do we have to make sure Trump doesn't get in because he's going to completely foil our plans for the corporate world government and the collapse of the United States, so we have to just do it? It doesn't matter. That's the big debate. That's the big debate. And you're in the election, folks. I mean, you are in it. We are in it all right now, the next 2 weeks. And then after that, let's see. But now's the time to be tuned into InfoWars, folks. We were built for this.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12 Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.